Party says issues are on the ballot. Lisa Brady, Fox News. On election eve, crime topping that list for some New Yorkers. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin holding a news conference near the scene of a subway attack and accusing the Democratic governor of failing on the issue.
Kathy Hochul has made a strategic calculation. She wanted to just get people to look away, stop focusing on this issue.
Governor Hochul says she does take the issue seriously, but that Zeldin is using it to fearmonger.
And although she continues to say it's a scare tactic by the Republican Party, not just here in New York, but across the country, people who live here and the people we talk to on a daily basis doing stories in New York City tell us they don't feel safe taking the subway and they want to see more action done by whoever is New York's next governor.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. With control of the House and Senate up for grabs in tomorrow's midterms, the new Twitter CEO, Elon Musk, makes another controversial move, endorsing Republicans.
In a tweet to his nearly 115 million followers, Musk says shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties and therefore is recommending voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic. Musk's takeover of Twitter has raised concerns from Democrats and liberal users of the social media platform. Republicans are favored to flip control of the House, though the Senate is less clear, with Fox News putting four races in the toss-up category.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden holds a rally for Democrats tonight in Maryland. Former President Trump leads a rally in Ohio. The founder of the Oath Keepers says there was no plan for his right-wing group to attack the U.S. Capitol last year. Stuart Rhodes, testifying in his own defense for a second day, is charged with seditious conspiracy over the Capitol riot. Prosecutors say an armed rebellion was planned to stop the transfer of presidential power. Rhodes telling jurors disrupting the vote certification was not one of his goals and that they had no plan to enter the Capitol building for any purpose. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
More than 33 million Americans have already voted, with several Republican-led states, Texas, Florida, and Georgia, leading the way in an Associated Press count, though some areas are running behind early totals from the last midterms.
The Chicago Elections Board says almost 240,000 people have voted in tomorrow's midterms. That's early voting and mail-in ballots combined. That's over 30,000 ballots less than the same time in the 2018 midterms, with Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris in Chicago Sunday continuing to make this election about abortion.
President Joe Biden will not let the filibuster get in the way of passing the Women's Health Protection Act, but we just need two more senators.
President Biden also stumped in Illinois Friday amid some tight congressional races where Republicans have made their case for tomorrow's vote about the economy and crime. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Just getting word of a U.S. citizen killed in central Baghdad. Reuters reporting information from police sources in the Iraqi capital, including an initial hospital report indicating the death was caused by a bullet. But no other details reported or confirmed yet. The case of a real threat during a Civil War reenactment will finally head to trial nearly 6 years after the incident.
He was part of a group that put on shows featuring battles from the Civil War. But the feds claim Gerald Leonard Drake planted a pipe bomb at Cedar Creek Battlefield in October of 2017 during the annual event. The 63-year-old's trial was set to start December 16th, but the judge pushed it back to next July to give his attorneys more time to plan his defense. The pipe bomb did not explode and was rendered safe by police, but it caused officials to cancel the reenactment. Drake has pleaded not guilty. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street overall, but for now, stocks turning higher again. The Dow's up 278 points. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.